Property Nomads, hope you're doing well. The government have decided to look to introduce new controls on holiday lets, and that's from this summer. And there's a couple of reasons why they're looking to do that. What they've cited, though, is that they want to be able to get local people to be able to afford housing in their local area. And I agree with that. I think that's absolutely fine. But it seems like the government are in this situation where they need to be seen to be doing something rather than actually focusing on the things that need to be focused on, if that makes sense. So holiday let, service accommodation, things that we're probably very accustomed to, whether we're doing them ourselves in our property strategy or we're traveling around for work and we're, you know, staying sometimes in Airbnbs and places on booking.com. And they can be a bit of a pain in the backside, especially if you're, for example, maybe you live in Cornwall and you get, you know, that flood of summer holiday traffic, or you get these reports of people that live in smaller places on beautiful coastlines where maybe a lot of the homes are second homes and they're rarely lived in. Now, trying to put too many controls on something normally means that the opposite is going to happen. But what the government are proposing is that people may need to seek permission from the council in order to turn their home into a short-term let. Now, there's various things in place already. I think that service accommodation, how you set it up, possibly comes under C1 class use, whereas if you're a HMO, you're under C4 class use. And if it's a regular residential, then you are possibly, or you are under C3 class use. Now, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, various things here and there. But they're also then looking to implement a mandatory national registration scheme as well. Funnily enough, the rules will not apply to people renting out from their main home for less than 90 nights a year. And it also says that hotels, hostels and B&Bs are also unaffected by the changes. So there's good and bad things to take from this. Okay, if people are looking to go and buy their properties by the seaside and then just rent them out, the capitalist part of me says, well, if you can afford to do that and you're then providing a service for people, i.e. holiday lets, I think that's a good thing. That being said, I don't live in a quaint village, you know, in Cornwall or Devon or wherever, where I'm being affected by all of these empty homes. What I can say is living in Brighton is, what Brighton's like in the winter is completely different from what it's like in the summer. And there's a multitude of reasons why that is. Councils, and according to the Department of Levelling Up, the housing and communities, the councils would have the power to require planning permission for property to be turned into short-term lets if they deem this necessary. Only new short-term lets would require planning permission, with existing ones automatically reclassified. So again, let's go back to the start of the podcast. Let's look at why the government are looking to introduce this, because they want to be able to have local people be able to afford to live in their own community. But with the changes and the measures that they're looking to implement, even this line here saying only new short-term lets would require planning permission, existing ones automatically reclassified. But again, what if you already live in a place where most of the homes are people's second homes or their holiday lets? They're going to be reclassified automatically. So that's not actually tackling the issue when you think about it. We've done plenty of episodes on Property Economics 101 and the way to solve any housing issue is build more, because the demand for housing is much higher than the supply of housing in this country at the moment. And that is possibly going to be the case throughout, you know, your lifetime, my lifetime, and even, you know, future generations' lifetimes. So with all of that being said, again, going back to the main headline, or going back to the reason why they're doing it, is if you want to get local people to be able to afford to live in their local area, well, okay, then you're going to need to improve the supply of housing. And yes, I know there is a slight argument there to say, well, actually, by introducing this, you know, planning permission requirements and, mandatory registration schemes, yeah, that's going to possibly stop a few people from doing holiday lets. But chances are, if you've already got holiday lets, you've already got that in operation. And we've seen that if you're already doing that, then your property is going to be reclassified automatically anyway. So you're then not solving that issue. You've got to look at the other side of it. And while I hold my hands up and go, okay, maybe there's parts of this that might work, but really what you need to do is you need to build more. You need to build more. You need to sort of clean up the planning part of it. And I know that for some house builders and with economic stuff going on, it's getting a little bit trickier out there. But how many stories do you need to listen to on Facebook groups or even networking events where people have had issues with planning and it's for some daft reason? We've heard things recently where the council rejected the planning permission because they weren't happy with the bike store location. And you just think it's whoever's putting these people in charge, that's a whole different podcast in itself. But anyway, waffling on without getting on political high horse, what the government are looking to do is to introduce new controls on holiday lets from the summer. And just to confirm, they're looking to implement a mandatory national registration scheme. The proposals mean that people may need to seek permission from the council to turn their home into a short-term let. The rules won't apply to people renting out their main home for less than 90 nights a year. Doesn't affect hotels, hostels and B&Bs. Councils would have the power to require planning permission for properties if they deem that necessary, which probably means they will, because councils love the power. And if it involves gathering a bit of income, then I think most councils could do that at the moment. And the crucial thing here is only new short-term lets would require planning permission. Existing ones are automatically reclassified. Again, they're doing this because their idea is they want to be able to get local people to be able to afford to live in their own community. My argument on that is you really need to look at the supply. Okay, a bit of regulation might be one way to do that, but ultimately you need to build a lot more in order to have more supply, and you'll find hopefully that there should be then an equilibrium with the price. Again, one other thing is that just because you're born in an area or you live in an area, it doesn't give you an automatic right to buy a home in that area. I think in our lifetimes that we have to be dynamic in our approach to things and our way of thinking. And just because you're born somewhere doesn't give you the absolute right to own a home in that place. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying these people have to move out to a different part of the country, but it's always for people to be flexible, I think, would be advantageous. Thanks for listening to Property Nomads. We've got some really good episodes coming up, looking at issues with cavity wall insulation and also boiler taxes, because that's causing a lot of outrage at the moment. Urge people to head across to our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is growing very nicely. And if you want to have a look at the article that I've referenced, that link will be in the show notes. Thank you very much and see you in the next episode.